Chapter 4. Victor's Creation. It was on a dark, wet night in November that I finished the work that had taken me almost 2 years. I was extremely nervous as I began to give life to the completed thing that lay in front of me. It was 1 a.m. and the rain was falling heavily against the window when I saw the creature's yellow, watery eye open for the first time. It breathed hard, and its arms and legs suddenly jumped a little on the table where it lay. How can I describe what I felt in that terrible moment? I had chosen every part of him carefully, from his straight white teeth to his long, strong legs. I wanted him to be as handsome as possible. Handsome! How stupid I had been! In life, he was horrible. His yellow skin and his strange face were ugly and frightened me. I ran out of the laboratory and into my bedroom, where I walked up and down for a long time because I was unable to sleep. After several hours, I lay on the bed and tried to sleep, but then I had a nightmare. At first, I thought I saw Elizabeth, and she looked beautiful and happy. Then, as I moved towards her to hold her in my arms, her face began to change. Her skin became very white, and then I did not see Elizabeth, but my dead mother in my arms. Oh, what a terrible dream! I woke from my sleep with the shock of it. I then sat up and saw, by the light of the moon, the horrible monster I had created. He was standing by the bed and was looking straight at me. His mouth opened and some sounds came out, and next I saw a horrible smile on his face. I was very frightened. Then, as he slowly reached out one arm towards me, I jumped out of bed and ran downstairs. After that, I passed an awful night hiding in the garden. The next morning, I walked the streets of Ingolstadt because I was too afraid to return to the apartment. It was raining, but I did not care. I walked for miles. While I was walking, I passed the inn where many travellers stopped when they came to Ingolstadt. I saw a carriage slow down and stop in the road in front of me, and out climbed my good friend Henry Clerval. I was very happy to see him. He told me that he too had now come to Ingolstadt to study at the university. I asked him about my father, brother, and Elizabeth. "They are well," he told me, "but they are not very happy that you never write or visit them." He then stopped and looked straight at me. "My dear Frankenstein, you look terribly ill. You are very thin, and your face is white." Although I was very nervous, I invited Clerval to come to my apartment. When we arrived there, I asked him to wait downstairs while I went up first. I was frightened, but when I looked around the place, the creature had gone. Oh, how wonderful! I ran downstairs and asked Clerval to come up with me. We had breakfast together and talked and talked. It was very good to have Clerval with me, but I decided that I could tell him nothing about what I had done. Then, suddenly, while we were talking, I thought I saw the monster in the apartment behind Clerval. Of course, the creature was not really there, but I was nervous and scared and was imagining things. I screamed, "It's him! Oh, save me, save me!" and then I fainted onto the floor. I felt very ill. I was so upset and shocked by what had happened that I think I was beginning to see things that weren't really there. For several months, I lay in my bed while my dear friend Clerval looked after me. He saved me. It was not until the spring that I felt better, and he gave me a letter that had arrived from Elizabeth several days before. "To my dear Victor, I've been very worried about you. Henry tells me that you are a little better now, and he hopes that you will soon be able to write to me. Your father is well, but he misses you, and William is growing taller every day, but he is still a very sweet boy. There is a lot for me to do here, but Justine is still with us and has been a big help to me in the house. Please write to us, my dear Victor. Yours, Elizabeth Lavenza." I wrote a reply to Elizabeth immediately, but it was many weeks until I started to get much better. I still felt weak, and I had no interest at all in science. Henry knew that I had experienced something terrible, but he was careful not to ask me any questions. I was pleased because I did not want to talk about the awful thing I had done. It was the following spring before I felt well again. Clerval and I spent 2 weeks walking in the beautiful mountains, and at last I felt happy and free again.